God is really wonderful and great things are happening. You know, God's working in each of us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He's no respecter of persons, but what pleases God?
Faith.
Faith. It's our faith. And I was talking with Kathy Clark in the week, and she mentioned to me, she said, yeah, like, just when we turn to God, it pleases him. Why? Because when we turn to God in faith, he's really happy. And then he gives us the faith through the words, right? So he's inspiring our hearts. So it's just really great how God is working in each individual believer. You know, we're all leaders. If you desire to be a leader, you are, because you've got Christ in you, and as he is, so are you in this world. So there's no limits to anyone. There's no limits, no qualification. The greatest qualification you got is that God in Christ in you. You got that wonderful gift and that direct access to God. Direct access to God, like, you know, by and through and in what Jesus Christ accomplished. So we go straight to God because of what Christ has done. So as he is, so are we in this world. As he, not as he was, but as he is. And as he walked, we can do that also. And because we see this as we begin in our relationship with God, we start ministering healing, we see healings, we see devil spirits cast out, we see people come from darkness to light. And then God has just given us that spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ of how to live this life and to have our being in him. So God wants us to live and move and have our being in him. No matter the circumstances, the situations, we are as he is, and we are very powerful, and we are designed now with that gift of Holy Spirit in us to rule and reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. And it's available. And it's about turning all of our hearts to the living God, the one true God, the creator of the heaven and the earth. So when we do that, then he just energizes you. And like straight away, like if you just got born again today, straight away you can move like a rocket, because that's the gift of Holy Spirit. It's not about us, it's about God working in us according to our faith. And so we see this many times in India, someone get born again and straight away they're ministering. Like, they're raising the dead. It knows so many testimonies of this happening. Someone just got born again, family member sick, and they go back full of faith and authority, and they just begin. And God is supplying everything. So this is the real life of a real believer, to walk by that Spirit, to let God lead us and guide us. We're in great relationship. We have full confidence. And the only thing that will throw us off is when our mind's out. And I had a lovely one-on-one with Rebecca Jancy today, and I was saying, like, you know, about the carnal mind. The battle is the mind, right? But Jesus Christ has already won everything. So God's Spirit teaches our spirit. And our spirit teaches our mind. And whatever God's showing us, as we act or do or speak, it becomes manifested in the senses realm. But if the mind's distracted with the cares of the world, with the fears, the worries, the doubts, the politicians, the weather, the climate, the wars, then our minds can become unpeaceful. And God says that, you know, that when we're meek, when we receive his words to do them, when we're meek, not only shall we inherit the earth, but we should delight ourselves in an abundance of peace. And as I shared previously, this word peace implies prosperity, because you're free in every area, you're not bound, you don't have a need, because you have this abundance of peace, and so that we can live and move and have our being. So it's just really wonderful everything that God does. And, you know, and when we recognize what engine is under our bonnet now, this new engine, we've had an upgrade engine in our brains, right? So it's just now focusing with God, like, so we set our affections on things above, not on the things of this earth. We are complete in him. We're complete. There's nothing else to add apart from us to go and then put our desire to God. Father, give me your desires in my heart. Let me be led by you. Let me speak by that Spirit. Let me live in that Spirit. Inspire me by your Holy Spirit. So God does the work. So we're not trying to manufacture and make anything happen. So when we do that, and then we don't see a lot happen. We might get someone, but they may not stick around. They may not be activated to really move like they really can. So we enter into the rest, we cease from our own works, and we let God lead us and guide us. We let God energize us. And I was sharing earlier today, like, you know, when God said to Joshua, be strong, and be very courageous. You know, God told him how to be strong, to mutter, to say what God says, to meditate. No, get the mind focused and on God and not the circumstances, and everywhere you put your foot you shall have. In Ephesians 6:10 it says, be strong in the Lord, right? So this word be is like in the imperative mood, and it's like a command. God is saying, be strong in the Lord. Now, a lot of Christians and a lot of believers can try to make themselves strong. Oh, I've been told to be strong, so I better really focus. But it's not that way. When we decide to be strong, then God energizes the strength in us. And that's the difference. He energizes. Look at the word in Ephesians 6:10 on the word, like, the word strong. And it's the same word in Philippians, that we can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth us. Abraham wasn't, you know, weak in believing, but he was strong. So as he reckoned God to be willing and able, then God infused this strength for him to keep believing, for him to keep moving forward. So everything comes from God. The words come from God. The strength comes from God. The direction comes from God. The vision comes from God. So when we look to him, we don't depend on man, not me, not anyone else. We're just by messages whereby we help with your faith to go to God. So we, our job, like as believers and as leaders, is that we connect people to go to God. They may come to us for like one-on-one, and we encourage. And but what we give them is not, oh, you're not doing this right, you're not doing that. We don't focus there. We focus on, this is what you do. And if they're humble and they're willing and they're meek and they receive your words gladly, then they go and practice. They go and do it. They're not questioning, arguing, doubting. But they can question if they're not clear on what's being said. So God will help you and give you that wisdom so that they're clear, so that they know what to do. Because God makes things very, very simple. Man make it very, very complicated. I'm a master at making things very complicated. But when I turn my heart to the one true God, took my eyes off men and what they said I should do, and, you know, their opinions, when I stopped looking there and put my eyes to God, I said, God, you show me what to do. You need to lead me, God. I want to do this with all my heart. And as you heard in that faith and confession seminar, when I felt empty, I said, God, bless me. You know, I knew I was blessed, but I wasn't feeling anything. And I know it's not about feelings, but I needed some encouragement. And God is a faith God, so he works with our faith. And so then I had that wonderful experience. Lawrence, say what you want, not what you see. And go and look at how the prophets spoke. No, what did they do? What was they speaking from? They were speaking from God. So now God is in us. It's God in Christ in us. The kingdom of God is within you. And God's energizing that all the time. So he really wants you to speak his heavenly words. This is the manna. Like, so we can have the manna, physical manna. But Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God shall man live. And so we don't have to manufacture anything. We don't have to try and find answers, because God is supplying that in each situation. And I've recognized this in the one-on-ones that I do with many different people. They come to me sometimes with some complex situation. I'm thinking, oh my God, like, God, how am I going to answer this? I haven't got a clue. And as I'm listening, I'm saying, say more, tell me more. And I'm going to God, now, Father, you need to give me what to say. And all of a sudden, the answer comes, the solution comes, the direction comes. And as I open my mouth, he fills it. And some people have gone away and they've run me back. Man, you didn't realize what you spoke. And I prayed to God for this specific thing. I didn't tell you, but you spoke directly to it. Now, I'm just a human like you. I'm not all-knowing. God's all-knowing. And what is the God the searcher of? The hearts. So he's searching the heart, seeing who's going to believe. You know, he knows who's going to believe. And then so the great thing is that Jesus said, now you pray to the Lord of the harvest. Who's the Lord of the harvest? We have to be clear on that. It is God, right? Jehovah, God. He is the Lord of the harvest. And Jesus said to his disciples, his leaders, his laborers, the disciples wasn't just anyone, not someone just attaching themselves. But they were focused and they were serious. They wanted to see the glory of God. They wanted to serve God. They wanted to see great things happen. So they attached themselves by God to the master teacher, Jesus Christ, who represented the heart of God. And he said, now you pray to the Lord of the harvest that he, the Lord, will throw out the laborers to you. Send forth is the word ekbolo, and it means to throw out with force. So when we, from our whole heart, if we're focused with God and we're determined and we really desire these things, when we pray for that one person, now this one person, this one laborer, is equal to a million. So this is, we got to see big terms. We got to see on God's terms, right? Not our terms, like, oh, it's just one person. You only need one. You don't need the masses straight away. They'll come, but you don't even need them. And it's with the individuals where you grow. And so even for me, doing these one-on-ones with the people here and over the phone, I'm learning from them. And God's teaching me also how to answer every man and give them a reason for the hope that's within me, you know. And God is really ministering to the needs, and I can see, oh my gosh, it's God that's doing this. You know, I thought I was something, but I'm nothing. But without him, without my heavenly Father, I'm nothing. But praise be to God that he sees me as a person of value in you, and that you can really shake up this world. Like, God wants you to shake up the world. One man, it takes one man. One Moses, one Jesus Christ, one Apostle Paul. Just one person that really, from all their heart, going to God and then doing what God wants them to do. So for me, God wanted me to connect where I'm connecting, to my teacher. And so I humbly go because God showed me to go. And this person is walking with God. This person has great fruit. And God wants me to learn and to follow and to be that tupos, to copy like an exact type. But God does that. I'm not going to manufacture that, but I begin to follow, I begin to listen, I pay close attention, I hearken unto the voice of the Lord my God. And now these blessings are chasing me down and overtaking me. And who am I? Just Lawrence, but now born again of the Spirit of God. Who was I before? No one, same as anybody else. Am I better than anyone else now? No. Can you do what I'm doing? Yes. And so, like, God is just really wants you encouraged. I feel inspired to encourage you. Desire that one person. God, give me one person that I can speak thy word to. I will speak thy word. And when we do that, then that person will receive and grow, and they'll develop, and they'll go to God. So we connect them to go to God. So they come to us with a problem, then we answer as God gives, and then we say, now you just go to God with all your heart. You give him your desire. Now you believe God in your situation. Let him work for you. So when they begin to do this, then they come back with joy and rejoicing. So my daughter-in-law, Amber, when she started to connect to me, and then she was listening, after some, I don't know how long it was it some months, Amber, when I encouraged you to start your own fellowship? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so after about 2 or 3 months, God put it in my heart, Amber, begin your own fellowship. And I said, you know, you go to God, like, go to God and ask him, you know, you pray for it. I'm just encouraging you. I feel very inspired to say this. So what happened? She was humble. She was meek. She went to God. She didn't have to report to me, and she didn't even have to tell me she started it, if she was going to do it or not, but just to do what God says. But she come back, she goes, yes, I'm going to start. And me and Danny are praying, and we're waiting for a day and a time. And they both individually prayed what day they should do it, what time they should start it. And when they come together to talk, they both had the same day and the same time. Then they begun. And then the first fellowship was just them two. But that's fine. We don't look at what we see. We say what we want, right? And we're praying for laborers. Next week, in that week, Helen contacted Amber. And then Amber was sharing what she was doing. And bang, Helen the laborer. Helen is a laborer. She's moving with the living God. She's going to God. Amber encouraged her, but she goes to God. Like, I'm saying, now you go to God. And God's working with Helen. It's not that we're anything special. We're just doing what God's working in our heart and encouraging people. So this shows you the great freedom you got. So when God is directing your heart, you know, he'll have you connect where you're going to be encouraged, where you're going to get the sound doctrine. And the clearness of this is that the sound doctrine isn't your working of the scriptures. The sound doctrine is the fresh bread from heaven, which God's working in you. Yes, God will inspire us to go to scriptures at times. He'll show us different things from the scriptures. But when we're sharing, like I am now, I didn't plan to say any of this, right? But when we're inspired, then we speak forth. Now, I know that whoever's listening and who's of a humble heart, they're getting inspired right now. They're getting encouraged right now. Faith's coming, because faith comes from God. He's supplying the faith. He supplies everything. And then he's building you up. He's saying, look, you are as my son is. I see you that way. Now you need to see yourself this way. Like it says in Proverbs, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So how do you think about yourself? When you're sucked down, do you see yourself not very successful? You can't go this far because of this problem. See, take the limits off. Take the limits off that. As a man thinketh, so is he in his heart. Right? As you think in your heart, so are you. And as you're thinking, you will declare about yourself. You will speak about yourself. See, so if there's things you need to change in your thinking, you go to God, Father, give me your heavenly thoughts. Give me your words. And you know also what the scriptures may say, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are true and honest and of a good report, think on these things. So we switch from the carnal to the spiritual, and we keep our minds focused on God. And God says, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Like, remember I was saying about an abundance of peace? When you got peace, you will hear the voice of God. He can talk to you in so many different ways. He can talk to you for another believer. He can talk directly to your heart. He can flash up images on your mind like he does with me a lot of the times. And then you just start to reckon, oh, this is God. Like, that wasn't me. Why did I think that? Why did that flash up? And then you go to God with all your heart. Father, show me. And then he takes you step by step. Just like he worked with Moses' faith, step by step. Just like he worked with Abraham's faith, step by step. Just like he worked with my faith for all these years, he's got me to where he now wants me, and he's got me in a position of humbleness, because I know that it's nothing from me. Like, it's really nothing from me. It's just that I need to be humble to my Heavenly Father and realize that I need to trust him with all my heart. I need to not lean to my own understanding, but I acknowledge God in all my ways and do what he puts in my heart. He's directing my path. And then I follow the encouragement given. And by doing that, we see the results. But there will be, again, the distraction. So, like, that's where the competition is, if you want to call it that, or a battle. But we don't focus that. We don't look at that. You know, Jesus said to Peter, Simon, Simon. You know, Satan wants to sift you as wheat. He wants to jumble up your mental circuit so you can't receive from God. So if there's anyone that's anxious about anything, just give it to God, and then you start saying the solution. I also pray the solution, because God knows the problem. So I say to God, I don't want to confess that problem. So I say, God, you know the situation, and you know what's in my heart. Now I give this all to you, and I thank you that you always hear me. I thank you always do those things that I pray, because I'm doing your will from my heart and you're directing me. So I know you hear me. I know you're going to answer my prayer. I know you're taking care of it. And sometimes there might be little doubts going on afterwards, but like I say, no, my God is faithful. My God is more faithful than me. He's going to do this, and it happens. So when we look at the life of Jesus, when he prayed, did he pray, oh God, please do this for me? You know, I'm doing everything right. You know, you need to answer me. Did he pray like that? No, he knew his Father. He was in relationship. You know, Father, I thank you that you always hear me. But for their sakes, now you show your forth your glory. Jesus didn't need to see that. But he done it for the sake of the people, to help them with their faith, to see that this God is a mighty God that performs signs, miracles and wonders, that can raise the dead, that can heal the sick, that can cleanse the lepers, that can multiply food, that can calm the seas. We have a great God, and he's still the same God today as he was in that day. And he's saying, now my children, come boldly to my throne of grace, and you ask greatly. Don't ask small, ask big. God says, now whatever you ask, the biggest thing you can ask, I'll do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask a thing. So come boldly. And what pleases the heart of God is when we ask Him for His wisdom. So God, You give me Your wisdom. You give me Your direction in this situation, whatever situations you may be faced with or challenged with. Give me Your wisdom, God. So don't freak out in your situations. Say, Father, I come to You because You know all things, and I ask You for Your wisdom and Your direction in this situation. Just like when Solomon asked God for wisdom, God was so pleased with this. Not only will God give you the answer and the direction, but He'll give you massive blessings with it. Just like Solomon didn't ask for riches, long life, the life of his enemies. But what did God say? Because you come and ask for the most important thing, now I'm going to bless you with riches. No one's going to be like you. No king's going to be like you. And I'm going to give you the life of your enemy. And I'm going to give you long life. So it just shows you right there when Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all the things that you need, desire and want shall be added unto you. Because God wants you blessed. He wants you fulfilled in every area. Spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, financially. He wants you blessed to be a blessing. And actually, He's blessed you to be a blessing. And the way we get those spiritual blessings, because everything's already been provided for in Christ, through Christ and by Christ. So how do we bring these spiritual things into the physical? Faith and confession, baby. We say what we want, not what we see. So that's what I wanted to share.